Live Updates: Trump Holds Illinois Rally. By Tony Lee on October 27, 2018. President Donald Trump will hold a Saturday rally in Murfreesboro, Illinois. Hours after a shooter murdered at least 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue and wounded at least 6 others. The shooting suspect, Robert Bowers, reportedly yelled anti-Jewish comments before opening fire. The synagogue shooting came a day after Florida resident Cesar Sayoc was arrested for allegedly sending mail bombs to prominent Democrats and CNN. Addressing the Future Farmers of America conference in Indianapolis earlier in the day, Trump said there must be no tolerance for anti-Semitism in America and called the synagogue attack a wicked act of mass murder. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 7:23 p.m., it's like a different planet. Trump says after asking the audience to think of where they were 2 years ago to where they are at right now. 7:20 p.m., we don't seem to have too many protesters, Trump says. He says there's a lot of love and says he shouldn't say that about protesters because the left will again start sending paid protesters. 7:18 p.m., Trump says Democrats' health care plans will obliterate Medicare Advantage for seniors. 7:17 p.m., Trump says he is stopping the global freeloading ray. Prescription drug prices. We're not doing that anymore, Trump says of drug companies charging Americans exorbitant prices to subsidize lower prices for other nations. 7:16 p.m. 7:15 p.m., Trump touts his support from Jim Brown and Kanye West. Says the black vote for Democrats is not automatic anymore. He wonders how he will lose a debate to Democrats policies benefiting people of color when the country has the best job numbers for people of color. 7:12 p.m., Trump says this election is about borders and this election is about jobs. 7:09 p.m., Trump blasts Gavin Newsom for wanting open borders and wanting to pay for medical for illegal immigrants. He says California will have more people than the United States of America because illegal immigrants want to come from all over the world. Trump, in Illinois, says California gubernatorial candidate John Cox, who is from Illinois, is against the gas tax and should win California's race against Newsom, who is well out in front according to every poll. 7:05 p.m., Trump touts his 93% approval rating from Republicans. Now he is talking about never-Trump losers like Bill Kristol who called it wrong from day one. Trump says there is fake news from never-Trump has-beens on his side of the aisle as well. Trump asks a good question, lazy bookers should take note and realize why their networks are not taken seriously and people tune them out, these are losers. Why do they put them on television? 6:53, Trump says Republicans want strong borders, no crime, and no caravans. We don't want caravans. We're not having caravans. Crowd chants build the wall. Trump again teases that something is going to happen next week caravan. You're going to be very happy. Trump says, adding that the military is going to the border. He says the military is ready and again tells the caravan to turn around. You're not coming in. I'm sorry. He talks about getting thousands of MS-13 out of the country. Trump talks about the USMCA trade deal after mocking politicians who kept pressuring him to make quick trade deals with Canada. 6:43 p.m., Trump frames the 2018 midterm elections as a contest between resistance versus results. He says vote Republican if you don't want to be saying Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the next 2 years. 6:39 p.m., Trump says West Virginia's coal miners don't want to go to Silicon Valley and build computers. They want to dig. The era of economic surrender is over for our country. It's over, Trump says, adding that he kept his promise to protect our national security by imposing tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum. He says the steel and aluminum industries are roaring to life like nothing we have ever seen. Trump says after years of rebuilding other countries, we are rebuilding America with American pride and steel. Trump again praising Representative Mike Bost, Ariel. He calls Bost a warrior. 6:37 p.m., we need steel and aluminum for defense, Trump says. We can't lose steel. 6:35 p.m., Trump blasts the no border theory and people wanting to take everybody in when we can't. Trump now talks about having passed a massive tax cuts for working families and then goes back to coal. We're putting our coal miners back to work, Trump says of clean coal. That was a goner industry. He says we are really putting steelworkers back to work. 6:33 p.m., the crowd boos after Trump says he is going to tone it down a bit today. He says the steel industry was as dead as a doornail until he came into office, and now it's roaring back. Trump says a steelworker who probably didn't even cry when he was a baby cried and thanked him for saving the steel industry. 6:30 p.m., Trump says we can't make these sick, demented people important. He says we can't change our lives around and change our schedules because of such attacks. I don't want to change our life for somebody that is sick, evil. And I don't think we ever should, Trump says after mentioning the NYSE. The late George Steinbrenner and the Yankees playing after 9/11. The Mets also played and Mike Piazza hit his iconic home run against the Braves. 6:29 p.m., Trump says this is our most important midterm election, perhaps ever. Under Republican leadership, America is booming like never before because we are finally putting America first, Trump says. 6:26 p.m., Trump says he will seek the destruction of those seek the destruction of Jews. Trump again says we have to bring back the death penalty when it comes to crimes like the synagogue shooting. He says we must draw a line in the sand and say never again and perpetrators must pay the ultimate price. Trump salutes the heroes of American law enforcement. We know how much we appreciate them. Yet they're underappreciated, Trump says. He says this is the time to renew the bonds of love and loyalty that have held America together. We trust in God, Trump says after saying Americans protect their community and the bonds of love and loyalty are greater than hate. We protect the freedom of worship, and we believe in the power of prayer. 6:25 p.m., Trump wants to address the horrible shooting that took place earlier today. He says the hearts of all Americans are filled with grief following the monstrous shooting at the Pittsburgh synagogue. Trump says the federal authorities are on the scene and leading an aggressive federal investigation. This evil, anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity, Trump says. It will require all of us, working together, to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from the world. Trump says the scourge of anti-Semitism must be confronted and condemned everywhere it rears its ugly head. 6:23 p.m., Trump takes the stage as the crowd chants USA. 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 This was a rough, rough day for all of us, Trump says. 5:45 p.m., Air Force One is wheels down, so Trump should be speaking in about 15 minutes. 5:25 p.m., Trump is scheduled to arrive within the next 30 minutes.